food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 28 June 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We have a lot to talk about tonight, folks. Just me and you tonight, okay? Have a lot to talk about. I ask you to get out a pen and paper. I'll explain to you about it in a minute, but get a pen and paper handy. Sometime during this broadcast, I'm going to give you some phone numbers. I'm going to ask you to do something for the sake of your children and grandchildren. I'll see how many people really take this seriously. We'll find out in a few days. But nonetheless, get a pen and paper handy, please. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to share information and some things that we saw on our trip this past week, what we ran into, and the week before last. And just share with you information, folks, that you need to know and Scripture to back it. That's all I can say. So please bear with us. We'll get started on some announcements here. We are still waiting for the arrival of Backyard Medicine. I don't know what happened to the first order. I'm going to assume that maybe I got ripped off. It's possible. It's just happened sometimes. But we did reorder them from a different source. Hopefully be here in the next few days. Now, I do apologize, folks. We had those in stock. The new ones we ordered just had not come in, and I'm going to say it was my fault. That's all I don't want to say about that. I'm so sorry. But we'll get them in soon. We can still get the Backyard Medicine. The sale's still on through Wednesday. Regular price $18.95. If you look online, you're going to find them for as high as $29.95. They're on sale right now for $14.95 delivered. Now, we had to reorder them from a different source, so we're going to be lucky to break even. But that's not the point. I made a deal with you all, and we're going to honor that deal. So you order Backyard Medicine through Wednesday. We'll get them out to you as soon as you get them in. I'm so again apologize for being so slow. But then we'll offer something else too. I have a little booklet here that I had printed up. It's entitled "Divorce and Remarriage: Is It Still Sin?" Divorce and remarriage is still sin. Now, this cost me 50 cents. If you want one, let me know. If you can send a buck to help pay postage, postage is 51 cents. So if you want to send a dollar for it, that's fine. But if you want to see the truth about divorce and remarriage, if you're willing to accept the Bible teaching, we have it here. All right? If you can't afford $50 or whatever it may be, you can't do it, say, Pastor, I want a copy. We will send you a copy. You just call and give Lisa your address at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. And if you want to send a donation, ask Lisa for her address. I'm going to take time to give it to you now. Call and ask Lisa for her address. But if you want the truth on divorce and remarriage, this little booklet will tell you the truth. You can do it as you will. After you know the truth, I can't do anything about it. It's just the way it is. So it's available, okay? And we're going to have Bible study this weekend, finally. at 10:30 a.m. starting Saturday morning, we'll go into prayer request, testimonies, and then at 11:30 we'll start into the Bible study. I'll be tying current events in with Bible study. I'll be sharing a few scriptures with you tonight that will be in this Bible study. Only we'll do it much more detail over a 2-hour period this coming Saturday. Now, folks, this is not a game. As our song says, this is not a game we're playing. This is war. And we are in a very dire situation. And one more announcement. This next Tuesday, the 6th, I'm going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on from BioCare Hospital. In my mind, the foremost medical expert in the country, in the world. And if you want to email me questions to ask him about your health, your family's health, or friend's health, email me. Please do. I'll ask him the questions for you if you don't want to call in. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com and say, I want you to ask Dr. Rodriguez this question for me, and I'll ask him the questions. Go ahead and email him to me. I know we got a week to go, but give him to me right away, so I'll give him an order. First come, first serve, okay? So email me your questions to Dr. Rodriguez on the 6th next week. Don't miss that, okay? It's important. And next Monday on the 5th, we're going to have Pastor Otter Pawlowski from Canada on. Pastor Otter had to leave Canada. They were trying to kill him. He's now in the U.S. speaking cross country. He'll be joining us next Monday. Next Monday, not this Monday. I'm trying to get this right. On the 5th. He'll be joining us on the 5th. I'm so sorry. Right the night before Dr. Rodriguez to share his story. There's a lot of things happening, folks, that we need to pay attention to. Go to our website, pastorbutch.com. Hopefully this will be up on the site soon, if not tonight, tomorrow. A 12-minute video of two ladies speaking who took the vaccination. When you watch a 12 minutes, you're going to shed tears, and you're going to become profoundly angry, and you should. And for anyone who can watch that and still have a question about the vaccines, whether you take them or not, I will say this right up front. You don't have two living brain cells in your head. I said it. Do what you want to with it. It's up to you. Watch the video and let me know what you think of it. PastorButch.com. Look on the homepage. She'll be on there hopefully by tomorrow. Next day at the latest, I'll be also under health news or COVID hoax if you want to look there. But at church service, we start at 10:30. It's coming Saturday. You can watch us live. If you go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there we will be. We can listen, if you like, on the phone. No codes or anything today. I'll just dial this number, and we'll be there. 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want to hear from you, folks. We want you to listen to us and join us. My friends, I'm telling you this because I care. We are in damnable times right now. And I mean damnable. I mean damnable. Francis Schaeffer said this back in the 70s. There are times in which anyone, let me make this clear, there are times in which anyone with a shred of moral principle should be profoundly angry. We live in such times. And part of this lesson will be this coming weekend. I'm going to show you in the scriptures that if you're not vexed and angry over what's going on, then you are not living in Christ. It's just not plain, that simple, not pointing punches. If you're not concerned what's happening, then turn off the radio, go watch TV. Don't listen to me. All I'm going to do is ruin your day. Proverbs 17:15 says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. And one more. Listen to this and listen very carefully. One need not ban the Bible itself. You don't need to ban the book if you can ban the ideas within the book. And they have done that, my friends, in so many different ways, through the entertainment system, through the one-eyed monsters we call television sets, through the damnable public hell holes we call schools. They have absolutely banned the ideas of Scripture. They don't need to ban the book. There will be an uprising to start burning Bibles, but believe me, they have banned the ideas, and more so every day. Just talking with Melody Seastrom today on her broadcast, we have restaurants now in Minnesota and in Florida, I think Florida. They're charging an equity tax on your bill, equity charge, not tax, equity charge. So they'll make sure that the waiters, the waitresses, who are black or Hispanic, get their fair share because people in that restaurants are being racist and sexist. So they want the women and the black and brown to get their share of tips. So they're calling you all racist and all sexist. So they're going to put an equity tax on the 15% in Minnesota and 20% in Florida. And this, I think, the only one restaurant per state to know of so far. But the point of it is we're biting that off. We're eating it and not even thinking about it. Again, if you have one shred of moral decency and you're not angry today, then you are not walking in Christ, period. I didn't stutter when I said it. You don't like it? Don't listen to me. That's the best I can tell you. I'll read a few scriptures to you and make a few more comments here. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Oh, preacher, that's the Old Testament. Now it's all changed. Of course it has. All God's moral laws change in the New Testament. So now you're free to go out and commit adultery and steal and kill and be a homosexual, be a sexual deviant of any kind. That's because the law's been done away with, right? Yeah, right, you bunch of antinomian Baptists who believe that. I mean, it's insane. It's just exactly what Satan has done to us. We now say we can live without law. We're no longer under law. We're under grace. So just go live like hell and think I'm going to heaven. Payday's coming, my friends. Payday is coming for every one of us. In Deuteronomy 28, talking to his people. And if you know who Israel is today, then you know he's talking to us. In verse 15, it says this. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Now pay attention, folks, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. He said, keep my commandments, keep my statutes and judgments. In other words, punish crime when crime is due with the appropriate punishment for that crime. That's what he's saying. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but thou shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land where thou passest over Jordan to go possess it. And I'll read one more verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. But my friends, my brothers and sisters, we have chosen death. We have chosen death as a nation, and so help me, most of the churches. I just finished another chapter of my next book entitled America, Why Will You Die? And I'm going to share with you where I got that from, right out of the book Ezekiel. And he's asking America today, why will you die? You know, I'm not going to mention his name. He's not worthy of mentioning. But I get letters from time to time, but from another so-called talk show host, supposed to be a Christian, who's always criticizing my program because I talk about all the issues I do, including gun rights and everything else. And he's always criticized me. And the guy has lost sponsors. And I know his family is not happy with what he's done, yet he keeps on talking about me. And I'm just saying this because, believe me, when you stand for the truth, you're going to draw fire. Get used to it. Don't be afraid of it. Be thankful. Be thankful. But in an article I wrote, the next chapter of my next book, America While We Die, I named 6 or 7 or 8 so-called Christian denominations who now totally support homosexuality. That includes some Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostal, Seventh-day Adventists. Oh, yeah, I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. President John Adams said that the church is the compass of the land of America. If the church is the compass, then the nation is surely lost. Not in all of them, but in a vast majority that go to what we call churches today, they're not the church of the living God. And that's just the way it is. But in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30, listen to what he says. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be in your ruin. Iniquity means, folks, simply lawlessness. Iniquity means sin is lawlessness, iniquity is lawlessness. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. Now listen to what he said. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? O America, why will ye die? Why do you choose death? Why do you do that? I've offered you life and blessing. Why do you choose death? And in Ezekiel 33, the Lord is again appealing to the people. In verse 10, therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn away from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel, O America? Why will ye die? Why will ye die? Why do you choose death over life? And this, as I told you, as you know, Marshall, I took a week off on the 14th. We went up to the Eastern Shore to visit with Melody Cedarstrom and spend some time up there in Ocean City. That's a place that I will never go again. Unless I'm going up to preach, I'll never go there again. Never again. I have no desire to. I don't want to. It's wicked. Now, I'm not saying everybody there is wicked. I didn't say that. But the society as a whole is wicked, and no one seems to be trying to correct it. People are accepting it, and it's unthinkable the things that we saw there on the so-called boardwalk. Now, I'm going to take my time tonight and say some things to you. I'll take phone calls if I have time, but I want to tell you a few things. While I was on the boardwalk, I always try to talk to people. I always get a chance to witness somebody. And a boardwalk cop walked up by me. Young guy, short and kind of stocky built. Got to talk. His name is Kevin. I talked to Kevin. I said, ask him questions. How long you been here? Different things. Talk to him, just general things. And he asked me, I said, my wife and I have been married almost 50 years. He wanted to know my secret. I said, my secret is two words. Jesus Christ. That's my secret of a long marriage. But then he showed me a video. He said, look up my phone. Where four or five of the boardwalk cops, he wasn't one of them, tackled a man. The man would become obnoxious whenever they asked him to quit smoking. He was smoking somewhere near the boardwalk, which is illegal. And they asked him to put it down. He did. He got belligerent, so they took him down and arrested him. And I said, what's the idea of that, smoking? He said, we call it the broken window theory. I said, I don't know what that is. Well, he said, if you come by an abandoned house, there's a window already broken. People feel free to bust more windows, so we don't let that window stay broken. We don't let it be broken. I thought, well, yeah, okay, that nip in the bud, kind of, a little extreme maybe, but it made a little sense. So the next day, or maybe the same afternoon, I was sitting on the boardwalk in his T-shirt shop across from me. I was sitting on the benches, and I looked at the T-shirts. And emblazoned on the T-shirts, on many of them, not just one of them, was the F word. One of them says, I don't need sex. The government F me again today. I saw that right in front of the children walking down the boardwalks. Parents were oblivious to it. No one cringed. No one said a word. And I'll tell you this, I've never been to a place like this before, and not in the U.S. anyway. Women walking down the boardwalk literally with their bare bottoms hanging out. I know it's gross. I can't help it. I told you the truth. They were literally bare bottoms hanging out. And I asked Kevin, I saw him again, Kevin, why is not something done about this vulgarity and the T-shirts off? We can't do it. They're private businesses. And we can't say anything about how women dress here. But you can take down a man for smoking. To me, that's straighter than that and swallowing a camel, if you know what I mean. Make sense to you? But the thing that broke my heart, I think, more than anything else, I wanted to go up there. My wife and I, Marcia Jean and I, love spending time together. And I want to tell you this. almost 50 years being together, married. But we have, our first date was April 20th of this year. It was 50 years since our first date. I bought her a milkshake. And I always teach you and tell her that milkshake has cost me a fortune. But anyway, we love being together more than ever, and we cherish it more than ever, knowing that our days on this earth are numbered and getting scarcer every day. We cherish the time together. When I went up to Randolph County near to where we do church this past weekend, spent a day with my brother, went to visit some people I hadn't seen since the 1960s, and went to some cemeteries where some of my friends are buried. And I have an aunt buried there who died 2 years before I was born. She died as a little girl, just a few days old. We want to see these things. But I come home. Marcia was up to her sister's visiting her, and I pull up in the driveway, and she came out with a big smile on her face. And that big smile has always thrilled me to see her smile. She's my best friend on earth. That's all there is to it. But we cherish these times together. And I want to go to Ocean City, but I want more than that. I want to spend time with Melody Cederstrom. She's a sponsor of this program and one of the most honorable women I've ever met in my life. Need to call her up sometime, tell her hi, and ask her about her deals on precious metals at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. But we enjoyed being together. We really did. We stopped to visit Todd and his wife Dawn, our producer. What a wonderful time with him. What a sweetheart of a wife Todd's got. I can't say much about Todd, but his wife's sweetheart. No, I'm just kidding. Todd's a good fella. We had a great afternoon with him. But we went to Gettysburg first. Went through Gettysburg. I want to see the battlefield. I want to read some history about it. And the history overall was pretty good. Although they contorted and twisted into making the whole thing about slavery, which is not true. Nonetheless, I want to see the battlefield. But what really bothered me more than anything I've seen in a lot of years was a homosexual sodomite pride flags flying everywhere in that town, in businesses. And outside the town, in farms and homes. That area of Pennsylvania are proud of sodomy. You say, why? That's terrible, but it's not new. No, it's not. Isaiah chapter 3, you're reading verse 9 that Israel was proud of sexual perversion. Israel was proud of sexual deviancy. America no longer hides it. The other time we know it's always been here. It's always existed. The people were ashamed. They hid it. They didn't want to be caught doing it. But now the whole nation as a whole, is proud of it. And the ones that are not proud of it, keep their mouth shut because they're too, and I'm saying this biblically, too damn scared to say anything. Damn mean to damn themselves to hell because they're denying Christ before men. That's what it means. Isaiah 3:9 says, "The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as sodomy, and they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." They don't even hide the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. They're proud of it. We fly their flags on our businesses, invite them into our schools. We have their gender perverts teach our children, reading books to them in libraries. And you wonder why the children are messed up in the head. Wonder why they're committing suicide. Wonder why they're committing crimes. Wonder why them babies are wedlocked. You know, the shacking up, that means cohabitation, has gone up 1,000% in the last 40 years. 1,000% increase in shacking up. Why? Because the parents have not taught their children differently. Now, don't blame the TV set. Don't even blame the sodomites. You're the one that sent them to the public school. You're the ones that put them in a hell hole. Then be taught there is no God. You're the ones that sent them to college to come back and lose their faith because they've been taught all 4 years of college that there is no God and you're an old fogey and they shouldn't listen to you any longer. You're the one that did it. Don't blame the professors in the school that are heathens. You put them in front of them. But you know, in Isaiah chapter 5, the Lord God's lamenting again what's happened to the people, his people. And it's very plain to see in Jeremiah chapter 5 what he's talking about. Folks, how in the name of all that's holy can you exist today without being angry with what you see? It is impossible for a righteous individual. Let me repeat that. It's impossible for a righteous individual to coexist peaceably with evil. Did I say that clear enough? And speaking of hillbilly, do you understand what I'm saying? It's impossible for a righteous individual to peaceably coexist with evil. Now I'm going to make that one clarify a little better. In other words, if you're holding your tongue in such a time as this, then you're not a righteous individual. I didn't stutter, and I don't apologize for it, with no apologies. In verse 30, he said in Jeremiah chapter 5, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Wonderful meaning awesome, but not good. And horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets, the preachers, the pastors prophesy and teach falsely. And the priests bear rule by their own means. In other words, they make up their own rules, their own laws as they go. There is no law. Live like hell and go to heaven. Once saved, always saved. Wait for the rapture. And the priests bear rule by their means. And my people, that call themselves my people, go to church every week, 3-4 times a week, love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Friends, I'm telling you the God's truth in this coming lesson. If you have the guts to join us this coming Saturday, you're going to hear a lot more than what I'm saying right now. I'm going to show you with current events what I'm sharing right now, verse by verse. I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to make this stuff up. I'm going to tell you what it is and what it says. You do with it as you please. Once I tell you, my friend, that the ball's in your court, so to speak, you can do what you want to with it. You really do. So it's like the video I just put up there about the vaccination. It's 12 minutes long. Anyone who can watch that video and still go out and get vaccines, as I said very clearly, they just simply aren't playing the full deck. I didn't stir myself. I'm not. Listen, you're not going to get an apology out of me ever again for preaching the word like it is. I don't apologize for what the book says. I preach it, and I try to live it. Are you perfect? Ha, 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 ha. Sure I am, just like you are. Of course I'm not. But that doesn't mean I'm going to compromise with evil. Doesn't mean that I'm going to give in because of my mistakes in the past. I made horrible mistakes in the past. I sinned many times in the past. And from time to time, I still do. But I repent every time I do it and beg the Lord to help me keep doing it again. The difference between salvation, redeemed souls, isn't the fact that they're perfect. It's just that they're truly redeemed. They're trying to be perfect because they love their God. Isn't that simple? Isn't that simple? We're going to go to break in a few seconds. When I come back, I'm going to finish up with a little bit of teaching, maybe a little more scripture. And then I'm going to take a phone call to you if you haven't ever called and talked to me at 844-769-2944. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone line's open. If you want to fill the lines up, go ahead and do so. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Just got a couple more points I want to make tonight, and I'll get this in much more detail in this Bible study. The Bible says it's going to be entitled, America, Why Will You Die? He asked Israel the same thing. Israel, why will you die? Why in the name of God have we let this happen? I said we let it happen. We know evil's there. Evil multiplies when good does nothing. Edmund Burke said when a good man does nothing, I can't remember the exact words, then evil prevails. That's what the problem is. The so-called good people have done nothing. That's just the way it is. They've held their peace and went along getting along. After all, I'm still watching the ball game. I still got a TV set. And I got a paycheck. Why worry about it? My friends, my brothers and sisters, all that can and will disappear one day. I promise you that when the end comes, there'll be people begging in the streets for food, because, and if they don't take the mark, they won't get it. This has already started in America. It started worldwide. You better choose your side and choose quickly. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Which gods do you want to serve? The point here. In Ecclesiastes 8:11, listen to what it says. Because sentence against an is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. We, even the church, has taught love, love, love. Love and forgive. Oh, they raped a little girl. We got to love and forgive them. Turn them loose. They're going fine now. We got to forgive them for murdering unborn babies. And yeah, I don't say we shouldn't pray for them. I didn't say that. But God's laws, and I just read it to you, in Deuteronomy said to do the judgments that he says to do, not what man's passion says should do. We try to be holier and kinder than God. I have talked to people who were child molesters who said they couldn't quit if they wanted to. I didn't mean to come be born again and fight with it, but they didn't want me to turn loose in public because they were afraid they would slide back into the same thing. And we've had psychiatrists say that child molesters cannot be really be cured of that disease unless God forgives them. But I'm going to tell you why they can't be cured, folks. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. The same with homosexuals. Read Romans chapter 1. These type of sexual deviants are soon given over to a reprobate mind, and their conscience becomes seared, so they can't be cured, and they can't be forgiven, because they don't know how to repent. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And every time they get by with this, their heart is more prone to do it again. In the scriptures, you'll find out exactly what God's word says to do against evil. Oh, nobody wants to hear it. I realize that. Evil multiplies because it's not restrained in society today. And it's not punished according to God's word. I mean, it used to be when you stole property, according to the Bible, even in our country, you paid it back. No, you just didn't go to jail for 6 months. You worked to pay it back generally 3 to 7-fold what you stole. Oh, yeah, that's Bible. Murder, if you're convicted of murder, you were put to death. You could be redeemed by the blood of Christ if your conscience wasn't seared. But in this society, you pay the penalty. This is God said to do. The same thing for rape. Oh, now they get off the slap. Well, it was a girl's fault, you know. That woman, she may have been a temptress. But you're the one who had to zip down your pants and attack her. The case for rape is also, the judgment for rape is also death.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
I know you don't. Turn the radio off. Same thing for sexual perversion, sodomy, lesbianism, bestiality, which is now getting to be common. Yes, it is. Because the soft, mamby-pamby people who call themselves Christians today are too cowardly, too lovey-dovey to pronounce judgment on a man that just murdered a young girl. Or someone who just burnt somebody's property because, after all, they're part of BLM. They couldn't help us. They couldn't help but burn somebody's house down or businesses down. So we let them go because they're BLM. They were mistreated. I'm telling the truth. You ain't got to like it. I really don't care if you like it or not. I really don't. This is what we're facing simply because the church has shut up, backed up, and sat down because they're too damn cowardly to stand up. And I mean damned in a biblical sense. They've denied Christ and they're going to hell. Do I make myself clear on that? How much clearer can I put it and make it? One more point, and I must get a pen and paper handy. We'll take phone calls. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Now, here's one more point I want to make. In 2 Peter chapter 2, we're warned in Peter that Sodom and Gomorrah were set for us as an example. That's what we should not do. America's not only doing it, but America is proud of it. And these places that call them churches are nothing but hell holes who support it. You don't like it? Well, I'm saying again, turn the radio off. I don't watch on TV anymore. I don't watch the modern day programs. I can't stand them. They make me sick. Everyone's got a sodomite or a lesbian on there. Two men kiss each other, and right in front of your children, while you watch it. And why do my children misbehave so much? It's because of you, you wicked individual, the choice of a parent. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. Let's look at verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Does that fit America today? Does that fit what some of your family believes and may be living in? Does it? I've been witnessing a young couple the last couple months that's helped me around the house here over the last few months about he and his girlfriend should get married and not shack up together. Folks, if you have a heart with people, you got to tell them the truth. They may not like you for it, but that's not your call. Back to verse 7. He said, and delivered just Lot. Pay attention to the word just. It means he's righteous Lot. Vexed with the filthy conversation or the filthy lifestyles of the wicked. And delivered Lot, a just man, whose heart was vexed with the filthy lifestyles of the wicked around him. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds, their sinful ways. Lot could not peaceably coexist with this. He had come out from among them. God called him out. His heart was vexed. He was upset with what he saw. If you're not vexed, then you're not just. Just that easy, just that simple, just that plain. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'll get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to take some phone calls in a minute. I probably made some of y'all mad already. If I did, you either get over or die that way, because I'm not apologizing for the scriptures or what I preach tonight. And if it's upset you, surely don't listen to this coming week Bible study. Don't listen to it. You won't like me at all. Burger King has come out in support of queers, sodomites, lesbians, transgenders. And every time you buy a Whopper or some other product also, they're going to give part of that money to homosexual organizations. Burger King, you know, where you take your children for hamburgers and french fries. The one that's now selling you artificial meat hamburgers. The head of the organization's name is Daniel Schwartz. He's the CEO, Daniel Schwartz. Here's a phone number you can call. Now, I wrote him a letter. I wrote the next person a letter of Kellogg's, by the way. I'll show you in a minute. And put it in the newsletter this time. You'll see it in the magazine. You'll see it in this month's magazine. If you do not receive the Minuteman magazine for free online, shame, shame, shame on you. Because it's the most powerful magazine available anywhere. The most powerful, revealing, truth-telling magazine available anywhere. And I don't apologize saying that. And it's free online. If you want to see the magazine, email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Say, add me to the list. PastorButch@startmail.com. You'll see in this month's issue the two letters I wrote. You can write a letter if you want to. The address is there. Or you can call this number if you want. I wonder how many out there will have the courage to call a phone number. And probably you won't get to talk to Mr. Schwartz. Schwartz probably talks to one of the secretaries. You call and tell them that you're never going to enter Burger King again. I'll boast y'all don't care. You'll go back in there tomorrow. I know you will. Yeah, I know human nature. And I'll bet you that I would be pleasantly surprised if 10 people out of thousands would call and say a word. Mr. Schwartz, this is the headquarters phone number for Burger King. 305-378-3000. 305-378-3000. You just simply tell them that because they support sexual deviancy, you or your family, your children will never enter another Burger King. If 100 people called, they would send them back a little bit. May not stop it, but they've been witnessed to. And Kellogg's has not come out using Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam on a box of cereal that will give $3 of each box of cereal to GLAAD, a sodomite lesbian group. Oh yeah, Kellogg's. The guy that runs it, his name is Stephen Cahill Lane, C-A-H-I-L-L-A-N-E. Cahill Lane, it's not important. But you can call them toll free and tell Kellogg's that you'll not buy another box of their products. I know most of y'all won't care about that. You'll buy them anyway. But maybe some of y'all who have the courage to stand will stand with me and do this. You can call Kellogg's at 800-962-1413. 800-962-1413. How many will call Kellogg's tomorrow? I wish I could see your hands. And Make-A-Wish Foundation. Y'all have seen their collection plates about everywhere. They will take up money and they will make a sick child's one of their dreams come true before they maybe pass from the world. Make-A-Wish Foundation, I thought was a very honorable thing to do. The man who heads it is named Richard Davis. Richard Davis. Mr. Davis had decided that a child who has not been vaccinated cannot go on certain venues. In other words, if they want to go to Disneyland If they haven't been, and who won't go to Disneyland? I don't know. But if they do, vaccinated, they can't go. Well, they can take them to the river to go swimming or something, but they will not take them on venues where, unless you're vaccinated, you can go. So he said, if you have a sick child that's not been vaccinated, and they won't go somewhere that's not allowed unless you're vaccinated, we won't take them. I'll never give them a dime. Never give them a dime to Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm going to call him. I'm going to write him a letter first and call him too and tell him I'll not support him again. The number to Make-A-Wish is 602-279-9474. They're out of Phoenix, Arizona. 602-279-9474. Now, if you miss those numbers, I'll get those to Lisa. And Lisa will have them for you tomorrow. But Burger King, 305-378-3000. Kellogg's, 800-962-1413. Make-A-Wish, 602-279-9474. If what was said tonight doesn't stir you enough to make you make to urge you to make a phone call and encourage you to make a phone call, I have very serious concerns about your souls. That's just as plain as I can put it. Again, I don't apologize. I don't care if you like it or not. It's not my job to make you like it. Just the way it is. Let's go to phone lines. Like I said, let's start first with Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Mick.
As for Make-A-Wish, I think they backed out on that one. That's what I heard on another show today.
Okay, I hope they did, but I still want her people to call. If they call, they'll know we're listening,
yeah,
right?
True.
Call them, folks. If they backed out, tell them great. They appreciate that. But if they didn't, take a stand. You know, Mick, I'm getting tired of this stuff being shoved down my throat.
Yeah, it's about like that country over, Hungary, they don't want nothing to do with that crap.
No, they don't. Putin signed an executive order made against the law for sodomite marriage in Russia, and we called them the bad guys.
Yeah, I know.
Sad, ain't it?
Yeah.
So
now, what's the definition of nice?
Of what now? Nice?
Nice?
I don't know. What is it?
It means stupid, moronic, and effeminate. Let's add one other word. Queer. Just as well.
Huh. I have to look that up. I did not know that.
That's a 500-year-old word. And Webster's Collegiate Dictionary.
I did not know that. I got to look that up. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, especially that people who want to push the J nonsense. Why don't they just say they're nice and fit them to the T? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I know what you're saying. Sure do. It's really, really a sad situation, Mick. The church let this happen.
Yep, that's right.
The church let it happen.
Capitalized church and the capitalized laws and whatnot. As far as bleeping and trying to send this country to heck. That's all they're trying to do.
Well, they're doing it. They're doing it.
Ideas.
You know, payday on this country is going to be so bad. People are not going to be able to comprehend what America's got to pay because America had everything the whole world wanted and we spit in God's face and threw it back at him.
Yeah, but it's not going to be on us. It's going to be on the perpetrators of this con job. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be on the church kept mouth shut, too.
Yep, uh-huh.
That's a fact. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I mean, the church is going to be a judge for this so severely. I know they don't believe that. And they call themselves, then they're not really the church, but they're going to be judged because they say they are. Why did Christ tell the Pharisees, you say you know the truth, but you won't tell it, so greater is your damnation? Greater is your damnation?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's why he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
That's right.
And Sadducees.
That's exactly right. Mick, I hate to jump. I got calls backed up here, but thanks for calling. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, 60. All right, talk to you later. Let's see who's next in line. We can get back to where I'm at. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
I want to comment on some things that you said. First of all, we know this, that prayer came out of the schools because prayer came out of the church first.
That's right.
The Ten Commandments come out of society because they came out of the church first.
I agree.
Okay, and when something comes out of the church, it comes out of the home. So you not learned to practice those things. God said, "My house shall be a house of prayer."
That's right.
So if you're not practicing that there, instead of just singing some hip hop songs or whatever you're saying, I mean, there's a big difference between making a melody in your heart unto the Lord than just singing songs that become repetitious. You know that.
Oh, I know that. And, I know that. It's fake worship. Fake worship.
It is. It's like an incantation. We just do this several times over. It's like saying a rosary.
Yeah.
You know.
Good way to put it.
You do the beads, but the ones that the beads are supposed to represent, which they never did. I'll make that clear. Okay. That comes out. I want to challenge people to do something. Just listen to your show. You know, just make a sign, any kind of sign. I don't care what kind of, just, it doesn't have to be big, it could be small, whatever. Just make a sign and go out there with a sign that just says, Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
Amen.
And take that sign out to the street. And I'm going to tell you what, if you do that for about 2 or 3 weeks in a row, okay, you'll find out what the people in your community are really all about. You'll see that they'll ignore you, they'll cuss at you. They'll just do. You will learn what society, whatever, wherever you live, you'll learn that really, really quick if you do that on the street. Now, Jesus Christ spoke in the streets every single day. Matter of fact, he spoke every single day for his whole ministry, and
yes,
he brought forth works of righteousness. And I talk to people on the street. What, do you go to church? Yeah, well, I go to the First Assembly of God, or I go to this church or that church or this and that. And I said, I want to ask you this question. Okay, by Jesus Christ, you want to go into eternity. Is that right? Well, of course. Yes, that's right. Okay, now let me ask you another question. What do you do that has any eternal value? Do you just go to church, sing a few songs, listen to a sermon, go home, and then next Sunday do exactly the same thing? Now, what do you do between those two Sundays?
Amen.
Do you do anything that has eternal value?
Amen.
Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? And I'm just going to read a scripture, and I'll let somebody else get on here, and you know this very well, but I'm just saying it in case somebody's going through the dial. In Ephesians, it makes it very clear. This, and it, the church has perverted this, too. Okay, for grace you are saved through faith, and not by of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. And that's where most of them stop, right there. But then it goes on in verse 10, as you well know. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works. Here it is. Which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Amen.
People should see God's people who stand up for life, who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now listen to me, people, now listen, and not ashamed to proclaim the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
Now, Jesus kept the Ten Commandments. And if he came in and lives in your heart, guess what? He brought the commandments with him. So those commandments should be coming out of you if you're a fruitful tree. And you should be vexed for everything that's going on today, just as Butch has been talking about. One more thing, Butch. I remember watching your DVDs years ago when you told me about Burger King 6 or 7 years ago, and I haven't bought one since.
Good for you. Praise God.
And Kellogg's. Tony the Tiger. Tony the Wimp. The little kitty. It just makes me mad. I'm sorry.
Well, it
just
makes me really angry. That's all right, man. Good night. I understand you.
I'm like this. But right, I will buy the more expensive cereal, and you people got to be careful with that.
Oh, you do.
Instead of getting it. You get the stuff that's on sale. And a lot of times
that's
we
right.
do things ignorantly. I know that. You know that. We've all done it. Sure. But we're going to have to start finding out what we're buying.
Looking at what
and
we're
don't
doing.
Don't be afraid. Right. And don't be afraid to tell your church members, if you do go to one, about
yeah,
these
yeah.
things.
And they'll probably just look at you like you, Okay. They'll look at you like crazy. Good call. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it so much. I really do. Let's go next to Iowa and let's talk to Jan. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening. Question. You said that the organization that takes kids,
Yeah, Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Wouldn't take them, or they would have to be vaccinated to go?
No, they would take them. They if they're vaccinated,
they
can go.
Oh, okay.
If they're vaccinated, they can go. But
if they said they wouldn't, I don't see the problem. But they
well, no,
they
would take them if they're not vaccinated. They won't take them a certain place. Now, Mick said they changed their mind, but I want everybody to call them anyway and tell them you're against that. And what they said was, unless your child is vaccinated, we cannot take them certain places.
I'm wondering if that's because of the place, not letting them in.
Well, that could be.
Just wouldn't take
that,
them.
But that could be. But that they should not even that. That should be unquestioned. They're going to take them where they want to go, if at all possible. They shouldn't say, "Well, I'm not going to take them." That's not the point. The point of it is, it's not their choice to decide. You know.
No, it's where the child wants to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if it can't get in, that's a different thing. But for them to say we're not going to take them that's been vaccinated, there's something wrong with that. You have to read the article to understand it wasn't a very good article in their favor. We're down the last about a minute, so I've got to hurry.
All right. Okay,
about a minute to go.
Talk to you on Saturday.
All right. See you there. Thanks, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Folks, we're down last minute or so, and I pray tonight has made a difference for you. I hope it's made you get fire in your spirit that will not be quenched. I pray it did. I truly do. I truly do. And if you can help us keep the bills paid, folks, I'd like to reach out more people if I could. I truly would. I know people care. I know they want to know. But they're not hearing the Bible in too many places any longer. It's so mixed up and it's so perverted and so mixed up. And we have people on so-called preacher radio teach them how to keep the law down to minutest detail. But they live sin like hell and go to hell. They don't seem to care about that. I want to tell you, we're living in a lost society. If we don't speak up, who's going to? I'll see you tomorrow night with the guests. We're going to discuss end time events tomorrow night, folks, with a gentleman that has written a book about it. I think you'll find it very interesting. See you there. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.